This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. There's an email circulating on the internet these days. Maybe you haven't seen it. Maybe you have. It's about telemarketing. It's a warning about telemarketing and what you can do about it. Lisa Napoli from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles has more. Lisa, what does the email say and what happens when people get it?
Alex, this is one of those annoying emails your friend forwards to you and you're supposed to forward on to other friends. There were several variations, but basically the claim was that very soon telemarketers were going to get their hands on your cell phone number and start barraging you with calls. Calls, of course, that you would have to pay for. The email contained a link to the very real Do Not Call registry that's maintained by the Federal Trade Commission. That gave it a sort of air of authority. The email urged you to sign up by December 15th, which is tomorrow, or else risk getting bombarded with these calls. And apparently 3 million people rushed to the site to do that in just a matter of days.
So it's not true that telemarketers are going to be calling you up on your cell phone?
Not yet, and not for now, no. The whole thing is some sort of urban legend or hoax. There's no deadline by which to sign up for the Do Not Call registry, for one thing. That's always been open. For another thing, while there's a cell phone directory in the works, it's still months away. There's all sorts of wrangling going on in the industry about it. And when it is available, it's not going to be available in a hard copy, and it's going to be illegal for telemarketers under some existing legislation to make calls to you on the cell.
Well, Lisa, who would send this kind of email?
Alex, you know, no one I've talked to knows for sure. It could just be a prankster, and of course, it could be a very smart person who knew how to play into the hands of the media. The FTC has been bombarded, not just on the registry itself with people signing up, but with calls from the media who bought the story, too. I was getting calls from experts last week who were urging me to look at the upcoming threat of cell phone marketing, telemarketing calls. They didn't even look at the email and try to determine its origins. That's the scary part, that people just take the content of an email and believe it blindly and create some sort of hysteria. One telecom person I talked to yesterday was incredulous about how many people are just so angry about telemarketing that they'll just do anything they can to shield themselves from a perceived or real threat. You know, today also Canada's parliament is going to be talking about establishing their own Do Not Call registry. Alex, also today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we'll have more on the Federal Reserve decision on interest rates.
Thank you, Lisa. Lisa Napoli of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.